So if we have a special master, this is the master's mission, which we want to assist in, and sometimes that may fall in our area of interest, talent or ambition, and sometimes it may not. So if it does not, then do we postpone our area of interest till the special master's mission is over and then do what we want to do, or do we just do what the special master wants us to do right away, or do we do what we are interested in, what we feel inspired to do? Bhakti is an individual process, and each of us has to find out how best we can serve Krishna. Ultimately, the spiritual master's mission is not just a particular project or a particular service. That is important, but the spiritual master's most important mission is that they want us to become attracted to Krishna, to become fixed and devoted to Krishna. So if we feel strongly inspired to do something, and we do that, spiritual master, and we do it well, spiritual master is happy with that. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was preaching in India, and he just got completely fried out trying to do the management. And then he said, I want to go to America and preach. So he had signed, in a sense, he was an adventurous person, and he wanted to travel and preach and get people, but here he's just simply clogged in management. You know, talk with, get this permission, do this, do that. So Prabhupada wanted him to stay in India, but still he went to America. And Prabhupada was not so happy. But then eventually, when Prabhupada saw that what he was doing in the Radha Mohan bus party, Prabhupada was very happy. So Prabhupada did not say, oh, did not keep, hold it against him, you disobeyed my instruction. Prabhupada was seeing that he was happily, productively engaged in Krishna's service. So I would say that there is to be, every individual has their individual needs, and in general we have to find out what is our greater need. In general, we won't get two things together. We won't get freedom and facility together. By facility, I mean in this context, the personal associate of the spiritual master. If we are working in a project that is very important for our spiritual master, spiritual mentor, whoever they are, then naturally, because that's what they are doing, they will give us much more time than what they will give otherwise. So if that personal association is a very great need of ours, we feel very inspired by that, we feel very, it's very important for us, then we may just do what they tell us to do and move on in our life. But if you want freedom, by freedom I mean the scope to do what is what we feel inspired to do, then we can have that, but then we should not be demanding facility in terms of the personal association of the spiritual master. They will still be, the spiritual master will still be our well-wisher and still be our guide, but naturally if that is not the project which they are stressing, they may not be able to give that much time. They also have 24 hours a day in their life. So the problem comes when we want both to do what we want to do and we want their time also. That will not work. And I would say that the spiritual master may well be equally pleased with both. So somebody who may just be, just stay in the spiritual master's project and serve over there dedicatedly. And somebody else may go from that spiritual master's project to somewhere else and start a big project over there and be very successful over there. So both may be serving Krishna and the spiritual master very faithfully. But it's not that naturally the person who is away, who is doing their own project, they will not get that much association with the spiritual master. But that doesn't mean that they are lesser servants of the spiritual master. It's just that is the choice they have made, or that is the instruction they have been given. Ideally speaking, the spiritual authority who is guiding should be mature enough to understand what is the stronger need of the particular person. So we have a need for association, and we also have a need for serving according to our inspiration. And some devotees, you know, they just want to be with their spiritual master. You know, what service I do, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm with the spiritual master, my life is perfect. Some devotees say, this is what I want to do. And okay, traveling with the spiritual master, going with, being with them is good, but what am I doing practically for Krishna? So we have to see our need. Each one of us is an individual, and we have to find out what is our strong need. It's just like oxygen is our need, and when oxygen is not provided for, so normally we don't even notice that we are taking in oxygen. But when oxygen is not provided for, at that time we can't stop thinking of it. No, we just can't think of anything else till the need for oxygen is provided for. So similarly, for us, some needs are like that. We just need it. And without getting that, we can't move on. So the kind of service we do will depend primarily on what our need is. And as far as the spiritual master's mission is concerned, yes, if the spiritual master strongly in a particular situation needs something to be done, so he may tell at that time, you know, do this. But generally, the spiritual master also looks at the nature of the followers, and then they engage accordingly. So now I'm going to America, so I get a lot of association, but much more than what I was getting in India, of Radhanath Maharaj. So then I also spend a lot of time with Giriraj Maharaj. So I was talking to Giriraj Maharaj, and I was telling him about various my American preaching and what I'm doing. And then when I was leaving, I spent a whole day with him. He was very kind with me. When he was leaving, he said to me, you know, I have learned a lot about Radhanath Maharaj from you. I said, what do you mean, Maharaj? He says, you know, you told me about all your interactions with Maharaj. He says, in not one of those, Maharaj gave you any instruction. He said, if you feel inspired to do this, you have my blessings. So he did not tell me you have to do this. If you feel inspired to do this, he said, this is the way Maharaj works. So rather than, he can tell that this is what you want to do, you have my blessings. But that isn't, you have to do it, it's not like that. So I would say if we are in a guiding position, it is natural that we will express our desires. So expressing our desires is just natural for all of us. Whatever be our spiritual level of advancement. The more advanced we are, our desires will be purer. But still they are our desires. Expressing our desires is just natural. Imposing our desires is not. So the spiritual master, if the expression, this is what I would like to do for Krishna, and if you can assist me, that's nice. But this is what you have to do. If you don't do this, you know, you are no longer my disciple. That will be like a catastrophe for the disciple. So when we are instructing also, at one level, we express our desire to others, what we would like them to do, or what we have to do and what we need assistance for. But then we are not imposing that. Now, if they want to do something else, naturally, we give them the freedom to do that. Okay. Yes, Chandra.